Grace Hour, the live international talk radio ministry of Greater Grace Church in Baltimore, Maryland. You can join us on the air today by calling 1-800-338-7060 or 410-483-3700 from outside of the United States. Now, here is our host.
And welcome, friends, to this edition of the Grace Hour. We're broadcasting today here from our studios, which are located at the home of the Greater Grace World Outreach in Baltimore, Maryland. The weather outside is snow-free, at least for now. We know that there's a big storm making its way up the eastern seaboard and all the way up through New England. We're going to be praying for our dear friends and Grace Hour family members up there. Sounds like you're going to get snow, and whether it's measured in inches or feet, we'll have to wait and see, but believing and praying that all will be safe through this coming storm. Those of us here in the Baltimore area, I don't know. We'll see. Could be as much as a dusting to a few inches, so we'll be all right. I'll be praying for the rest of you that are will be inundated with snow 24 hours from now. But welcome to the Friday broadcast, friends. Great to have you with us. I want to remind you that following the devotional message today, we'll be opening our phone lines here at the Grace Hour and inviting you to join us. And we hope many of you will. We'll open those phone lines and you can join us with your comments, questions, your testimonies, counseling needs, and your prayer requests. It's quite simple. Get to a phone and dial one of these numbers. Toll free in all of North America is 800-338-7060. That is, again, the toll-free number. We'll pay for that call, friends. You pick up the phone and give us the privilege of speaking with you and you sharing with us. 800-338-7060. And the local number, and for those of you outside of North America, you would dial 410-483-3700. We're looking forward to having you join us on the broadcast today. Hope that many of you will do just that. Our theme this week has been freedom and faith, or faith and freedom, whichever order you would like to put those two in. But we've been having some great devotional messages and some great, well, some good commentary from our listeners and those of us that have joined us here in the studio throughout the week. We know that we can expect the same today. Pastor Shibeli has joined us. He'll be bringing the devotional message. And again, we're looking forward to your phone calls, which will follow his message, and we'll continue to develop this theme, and we'll wrap it up on this Friday afternoon. And then, of course, God willing, we'll be back Monday afternoon for a brand new week of broadcasting with a brand new theme right here on the Grace Hour. So without further ado, let's pass it on to Pastor Shibeli.
Without further
ado.
Ado.
French.
French.
Yes.
Or without further I doing or no.
I think so. Well, in any case, we're, you know, thinking of Pastor Schaller, who is in Paris, even as we speak, for a weekend conference with the precious saints in the country of France.
That's amazing. Galatians chapter 5, I want to look at a couple of verses here. And Galatians really, Martin Luther said Galatians was the Magna Carta of grace, the Magna Carta of the Bible, the Magna Carta of the Christian faith, that which would set people free. And I think that's so important. And in Galatia, they were being surrounded by all kinds of legalism. And even when Paul, and Paul was not very happy about this, as you can see in Galatians 2:4, he called them, and because of false brethren, unaware, brought in Galatians 2:4, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. By the way, it doesn't say not for an hour, actually. It says not for a moment. In other words, what's the truth of the gospel? He says it in verse 5, but I think that's an awesome picture there, the truth of the gospel, the truth of the gospel. And really, I love that point. What is the truth of the gospel? Grace is the truth of the gospel. John chapter 1, verses 14 through 18, specifically 16 and 17, out of its fullness, we have all received grace upon grace, charis anti charis in the Greek language. And the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so this church in Galatia was being just subject or was under attack by Judaizers who were legalistic, and they really anti-grace. I preached a message one time called Anti-Grace Terrorists. What are anti-grace terrorists? The old sin nature, the devil and demons, and the world system. They're in religious systems. They are anti-grace terrorists. They go against grace. Go against grace. But Paul is talking about the importance of liberty and the truth of the gospel. That when the gospel is not grace, he said it's another gospel. We spoke this earlier to a group of people about they were removed from him who called them into the grace of Christ, chapter 1, verse 6 of Galatians. Galatians 1, 6, I marvel, I'm astonished that you are so soon removed, 6 or 7 years, from him that called you into the grace of Christ to another gospel, which is not another. In other words, it's not another. You know, sometimes you can have a different approach towards the Jew or the Gentile, but it's still grace. And the quality of the gospel has not changed. But there comes another gospel that is void of grace. And they preach another Jesus, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 13, and 14, and 15. Another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel. And to bring them into bondage. But grace has called us into liberty, a great liberty. So Galatians 5:1 says we are to do what? We are to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Stand fast. Romans 5:2 is standing in grace. Okay, we stand in grace. By grace wherein we stand. That's also 1 Peter 5. We stand in grace and stand fast in grace. Don't be moved. Acts 20, 24, Paul said, none of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear unto myself that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of grace. So standing fast in the grace of God, how vitally important this is. Standing fast in the grace of God and not being entangled. He says it again as you jump to Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. For brethren, Galatians 5, 13, for brethren, we have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. By the way, that's where truth comes in. But by love serve one another. Grace and truth coming by Jesus Christ. And that's what really brings true freedom. You know yourself, John 8, 31 through 36 says, the truth will set you free. Truth sets you free. And that grace sets you free. Because grace and truth reveal the very nature and character of God. So truth sets you free in John 8, 31 through 36. And grace gives you liberty in Galatians 5, 1 and 13. And so how important it is for each and every one of us to really be set free and have freedom in the grace of God. And by faith, now this is where the title, our weekly title, Freedom and Faith. By faith, you have access into this grace wherein you stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God, Romans 5:2. So in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, speaks of faith and grace. So I have faith. I believe that God himself, Jesus himself, the Spirit himself is the God of all grace, of all grace. And he is willing on a moment by moment basis to give us grace. Out of his fullness, John 1:16, we have all received grace upon grace. And this continues. That's why we have a throne of grace. In Hebrews 4, chapters 14 through chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, and that we come boldly to the throne of grace. That means there's an authority in grace. Throne always speaks of an authority. There's a king there, and I have access to him in Romans 5, 2. So we have a throne of grace that we can get grace to help in time of need. Some versions say in the nick of time. Some versions say for each and every need. We have the grace of God. And so we can live in freedom. We can live set free because of grace and truth. Grace and truth. And grace and faith go together, and truth and faith go together. By faith, you have access into this grace, Romans 5, 2. And then in Romans 10, 17, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So with grace and truth, faith, those are the sources of faith along with a few others, and that produces freedom, absolute freedom, and not a freedom to live outside of God's character and nature, but a freedom to operate in the character of God. And so, liberty, freedom, and faith. So these Galatians needed to continually exercise faith, having access into this grace, and therefore really live in liberty, surrounded by all kinds of bondage, or people that would like to create bondage. We just came back from evangelism, a bit brisk out there today, and whatnot. But you can find, as you talk with people and meet people, there's so many different kinds of bondage, or what you might call a Christian prison. Or if they're not Christian, they're just in prison. And bondage. There's the bondage of the old sin nature. The old sin nature, or the man who is unregenerate. He's living in bondage even when he actually thinks he's free. He's living in bondage. There's the bondage that the devil and demons are the absolute source of. And by the way, the devil and demons can only penetrate the old sin nature. They cannot penetrate the new person. But there's the bondage. They want to bring people into bondage. Mark chapter 5, that man was, my name is Legion and we are many. He was in bondage to many demons. The woman with the issue of blood in bondage, okay? The bondage of death with Jairus' daughter, bondage. So the bondage created by the old sin nature, that nature which we are born into and we are separated from God until we get saved and we become a new person in Christ. The bondage of the devil and demons, which this is one of the things that they do more than anything. Then the bondage of the world system, because Satan is the god of this world, and the world loves to put people into bondage. The world and its ways and its trends and its patterns and all of its ideas and everything. The world putting people into bondage. So you have the sources of bondage, the old sin nature and sin, the devil and demons, and the world system. And then sometimes these become the very source of religion. And so there are religions where people have been placed into tremendous bondage. Do this, don't do that. Keep the law. You can't, what you can do, it's all about what you do and what you can't do. And it becomes a bondage. Sometimes there are denominations that put people in bondage. Like I had somebody say to me today, well, you can't be saved unless you're baptized. Really? I said, whatever happened to the thief on the cross, you know, and whatnot. But bondage. You're not tithing. You're not going to heaven. That's religious, even Christian religious bondage. There's the bondage of religion that's separated from God. And then there's the bondage that comes forth from people that are born again, but they are living in things that are contrary to truth and grace. So as we close this devotional, we are free. Amen. And we are, if the Son makes you free, Son of God, you are free indeed. So Lord, bless our time today. Give us callers, people that are initiating through FaceTime, all kinds of things, YouTube, whatever it may be. but bless our time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, you're listening live to the Grace Hour, friends. That wraps up the devotional portion of our broadcast. And now we can begin the conversation and continue to discuss this great theme of freedom. Freedom from bondage, freedom from fear, all because of faith in our Savior,
yes.
The God of all grace.
How about this, Pastor Love? Mix faith with what I'm going to say and don't live in fear of calling us.
I like that.
Because some people are, well, I don't know how I'll sound on the radio. Well, what's the difference? What's the difference how you sound? It's what you say. And don't even think too much about what you're going to say. Just have fellowship with us. Get on the air and let us know what's going on in your life. Talk about freedom. Talk about liberty. Maybe you've been set free in some area of your life, whether set free from anxiety, fear, doubts, from drugs, alcohol, set free from whatever, all kinds of prisons. Prisons. Jesus has the master key to let you out of the cell, let you out of the jail. Okay? He's got a key of grace and a key of truth, and it opens the double lock on the door. And out you go!
what freedom.
Out you go, Lise. Out you go. Out you go.
You can join us at the following telephone numbers, friends. 800-338-7060. That is toll free. Anywhere in North America, dial that number and join us. And locally here in Baltimore and outside of North America, you dial 410-483-3700. You know, it's amazing. The whole objective of those who do not believe in this gospel of grace in its totality is to bring people back into bondage.
Yes.
It's kind of a sad story, isn't it, to think that maybe it's because that bondage or that legalism is a way of controlling people.
Yes, absolutely.
That way they can keep control of them, if they can just make sure that they keep their lists of rules and regulations and abide by those standards. Yeah, it gives them power.
It gives them authority over people. And it's not a God-given authority over people, because a God-given authority over people would cause them to love people, cause us to love people and serve them.
Yeah.
Not what am I going to get out of this situation? And by the way, there's plenty of it. Having worked in Africa since 1986, I can see so many different movements and so many different situations where people were in tremendous bondage and all of a sudden they got set free. Not just set free when you get saved. Absolutely, you get set free when you get saved. But set free from maybe wrong thinking, religious wrong thinking. Maybe from the bondage of the word that is separated from God's nature. That can bring people into bondage. This is called legalism. We know the term very well. You have to be, you know, what you have to do to, you know, to really be walking with God. I have to do this and I have to do that. And that doesn't take away from the commandments of God, the word of God. But the word of God can only be obeyed when I receive the nature of God, the grace of God. Isn't it very simple for the Holy Spirit to obey the word of God? He wrote it. So if my old sin nature is trying to obey God, is a great struggle. But if the Holy Spirit wants to obey God, there's no struggle at all. There's absolutely freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. By the Spirit of the Lord, we are changed from glory to glory. And so it's incredible, the freedom that we have. And not a freedom to sin or live in the flesh. See, some people will take this wrong. Well, I have freedom to smoke marijuana. I have freedom to drink a glass of wine. No, you don't. Because your freedom is going contrary to truth, which separates it from grace. In other words, if there's no truth in grace, then it's not grace. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Not just, you know, a grace of your own imagination, a grace of your own standards and sets, you know, whatever. Somebody told me one time they have grace to have more than one wife. I said, really? Show it to me in the scriptures. And they went back and looked at a few of the Old Testament people that had that situation happen, you know. And they just wanted to use grace as a license to live the way they wanted to live. So that's bondage.
Yeah. And I suppose you can't help but ask the question, why would they do that? Why would they want to lead or take people out of freedom and lead them into bondage? Do you think it has anything to do with when you tell people that there's something that they can do to either assure them of acceptance in the sight of God or to improve upon their current position in the sight of God? Do you think it has something to do with glorying in the flesh?
Sure it does. Well, that's Galatians 6:14, right? That I would not glory in the flesh. Yes. Look what I did. Really? Huh. Without God supplying air, you're done.
They do come across like they're protecting us.
You know,
I want to make sure that you don't abuse this grace. I want to make sure that you live a godly... You wouldn't think that it's enough that we would watch out for ourselves, that we would watch out over our own souls and not necessarily have to become the watchmen or the spiritual police for other people's spirituality.
You're under arrest.
Exactly. Yeah.
But there are
people like that out there. You know, they're like God's secret agents, or at least that's the way they think they are.
We have a class tonight, and it's first class on Friday night. All are welcome. It'll be, it's all about Pauline's epistles, the Pauline epistles. And tonight we're going to talk about the journey of the grace man. And it's going to be, it's kind of like a prelude to the starting of the semester. And it's going to be all about the grace of God, the grace man. Paul being the grace man, the epistles of Paul, the grace man. And he wasn't the law man. Wasn't there a show called that years ago, The Law Man or something like that? I don't know. Maybe it was before your time and in my time. I don't know.
There was The Rifleman.
The Rifleman. Okay, that's the same.
Yeah.
The same
thing. Chuck Connors.
Chuck Connors, yeah. But this is the grace man. That's Psalm 12, verse 1. Help, Lord. David cries out, help, Lord, for the godly man ceases and the faithful fail from the children of men. The word godly is the hesed man. Help, Lord, for the grace man ceases and vanishes. And therefore, there's no faithfulness. Yeah. See, without grace, there's no faithfulness.
That's right.
And then when there's no faithfulness, they speak vanity. The words are of no purpose, you know. So somebody preaching and teaching without grace, it's vain. It's just vain. It's just man trying to use, like, words from the Bible without the God of the Bible, without the Spirit who wrote the book, trying to use the Bible without the Spirit of the one who wrote the Bible. That's so dangerous and so destructive and puts people in such bondage. So tonight we'll be doing a class on
the journey of the grace man.
The journeys of the grace man.
I like that.
The journeys of grace man.
I like that. And you know, I for one am one of those who believe that the whole purpose behind God raising up the Apostle Paul was to preserve the message of grace.
Yes. Yes,
because you could see the potential and the tendency for this new message of the church age to be absorbed back into the Old Testament economy. In other words, it's possible that had this message been left in the hands of the apostles, not Paul, but the apostles prior to Paul, that it could have become a different form of Judaism.
Well, it happened in Galatians chapter 2, right? Like Peter was saying, like, you know, he's eating with the Gentiles and he separates himself when James comes up, right? And there it is. That's anti-grace.
Yeah.
And Paul rebukes him openly,
yes.
He says, and I withstood him to the face, Galatians chapter 2. And so he had to defend the gospel of grace.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
to think that he's addressing the legalizers, he knows who they are, and he's talking to them, and he's warning the people in these churches in the province of Galatia to be careful and to be on guard. And then he's also calling out Peter.
Yeah. Who actually walked with God and Paul didn't.
Right.
Which is interesting. That took a lot of spiritual courage
given by
God, the God of all grace, to him. Because he had to stand for that message.
Yeah.
You know, even when it looked like people could be going another way. And by the way, that happened after years. That wasn't something that happened right away.
Yeah.
If you read Acts 4:33, they talked about great grace was upon them. Okay, so this is something that took place later on. And by the way, Galatians 1:6 said he says in Galatians 1:6, I marvel you are so soon removed. They said that was 6 to 7 years.
Wow.
The church was out. They were not even operating in the grace of God. He was shocked. He was shocked. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him who called you. This can happen to any of us in our lives. This is what can take place. And all of a sudden, we are, we become self-righteous. And by the way, if somebody is legalistic and self-righteous, they enjoy having around them disciples who are religious and self-righous.
Mm.
Because they're just like them. And I've seen this in movements and even in places throughout the world. And it's like incredible. They are disciples, not of the God of all grace, but they are disciples of legalism.
There's a lot of grace killers out there, aren't there?
Grace killers, yeah.
There are.
Because they're fellowshipping with anti-grace terrorists, as we said in the opening devotional. Three anti-grace terrorists are the old sin nature, the devil and demons, and the world system. They're anti-grace terrorists. People are watching out for other types of terrorists, but they let those other ones, they let these slip in.
And don't you think that we today, in 2022, still need to be on guard?
Yes.
Because what you have today are just contemporary legalizers, modern-day Judaizers.
Yeah, yeah,
modern. They're still here.
They're still here.
And these are still people that want to make sure that you abide by their rules.
Yep.
Not trust this grace completely.
Keeping the Sabbath, brother. Did you get baptized with immersion, brother?
Did you speak in tongues?
Did you speak in tongues, brother? Do you tithe, brother? Well, maybe you're not even my brother. Stop right there. I don't know. I'm not saying it could be.
Paul's perils that he outlines in 2 Corinthians.
Oh.
He says, I think one of the more difficult perils he encountered were among false brethren.
False brethren, yes.
No question.
We're going to talk about that tonight.
Okay. So you can join that class tonight at what time?
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
You need to find out what time your class is.
6:10.
6:10.
I always get the 10 part.
Join him and other students for the Journey of the Grace Man.
The Journey of the Grace Man.
Tonight. And they can come free of charge.
Free of charge. Free at last.
Thank God Almighty.
Yeah.
Well, friends, we appreciate you joining us on this edition of the Grace Hour. Those of you that have to sign up, of course, the rest of you, stay right where you are. Our phone lines are open, and we're ready to take your phone calls. You can join in the conversation. We hope many of you will. We're going to get to Pastor Duke as soon as we turn the corner of this first half hour. Have a great weekend, friends. God willing, we'll be back with you Monday at the same time. And we're back with you live at gracehour.org, Facebook Live, YouTube Live. Great to be with you on this Friday afternoon, friends. And welcome to the Friday edition of the Grace Hour. And here we are with Pastor Duke Horton,
Grace
who's joining
Hour.
Us up in York, Pennsylvania. Welcome, Pastor Duke.
Hi, Pastor Love. Hi, Pastor Shabelli. Wow, what an awesome message. Hey, I just wanted to call in. My wife and I were talking on Monday's program. Pastor Shabelli, you mentioned that message that you preached. It was good, it was God, and now it's gone.
Yeah.
We were talking about that. And God gave me this phrase, right, for the new phrase for us who are walking in the finished work. When it's all grace, it's all from God. And it goes on and on. Amen.
Yeah.
That's a good move off of that one, yeah.
Amen. So, and I had this thought. Isn't it interesting in the Old Testament when in Exodus 15 when the manna fell from heaven, right? They called it what is it? And Jesus said in John 6, he's the bread that came down from heaven, and he was talking to them. And basically, in essence, is they didn't get that he was the grace of God that came down from heaven.
Amen.
Then in the wilderness, as well as when he was speaking to them. Isn't that amazing?
Didn't get it. Blindness.
They didn't get it.
Blindness can happen.
Cool. Yeah, amen. So it was good. It was God. Now it's gone. But now it's grace. It's all from God, and it goes on and on. Amen.
On and on. Yeah. Amen.
Well, Pastor Duke, how grateful are you that grace saved you, grace keeps you, grace is going to present you faultless and blameless before God without spot?
100%. I am just to be alive, and like Pastor Shabelli said a moment ago, to have breath, because that comes from God. His every breath is a gift. and to be able to be here and, you know, and to have a great spiritual family in our church and have a family like God has given me, my wife, my precious sons and daughter, and to have friends like you guys that are eternal, that just love us with the love of God and always give us grace. I mean, we are just so blessed, aren't we?
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
And even Cody loves you.
Amen. Cody the form walker.
Yeah.
Amen. Have a great day, Pastor
Thanks,
Duke.
Thanks, Pastor Duke.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Phone lines are open. You can join us at 800-338-7060. And the local number right here in Baltimore for you folks is 410-483-3700.
Amen.
I think our good friend Dietmar Schurf in Las Vegas has written to us, sharing with us a couple of Bible verses. I love this one. It says, "Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight." That's Philippians 2:13. And that's after the Apostle Paul said, work out your own salvation. You know, just that word work alone so captivates the natural man's tendency to want to perform and do something for
God. That's how he defined it. But it's for him to will and to do of his good pleasure. God works in you. To will and to do. People get hung up on the first part, you know?
Yes.
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God, that's the important part, who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And that's so key.
Verse 12 is one of the favorite verses of our friends, the Jehovah's Witnesses. They love that. Because we promote a salvation without works.
Yeah.
But they immediately want to run to Philippians 2:12, and you got to constantly remind them, you better read verse 13 after verse 12.
I walked up to a guy today to give him a track, and he goes, "Jesus is not a prophet." I said, I think you, do I look like the way I'm dressed at JW? He goes, "No." I said, "Well, knock it off, I'm not." We had a fun time, but he didn't know, because maybe they're one of the few people that give out gospel tracts. Really? JW.
Oh, yeah.
They evangelize.
Sure.
They go house to house, you know, where Christians don't do much of anything. That's very sad today.
They have zeal.
They have
zeal, but it's not according to knowledge.
Not according to knowledge.
Amen.
Tonight, when we talk about the Apostle Paul, I have 43 things that happened to him in 2 Corinthians 11.
43?
43 of them.
You got to go through all of them?
Yeah, well, it'll be fast. It's not like I'm not going to teach on them. But what he said, I'm a Hebrew, I'm an Israelite, seed of Abraham, minister of Christ, laborer in stripes, in prison, in death, five times, 39 stripes, three times beaten with rods, stoned, three times shipwrecked, day and the night in the deep, journey often, in danger in waters, danger with robbers, danger of my own countrymen, danger in nations, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers in the sea, dangerous among false brethren, weariness, painfulness, watchings, hunger, thirst, infirmities, reproaches, necessities, persecutions, distress, and weak, fastings, cold, and nakedness.
Jeez.
I mean, how about that part of it? That's why he was a grace man. I mean, he received grace for all of that. It's amazing that he could, and besides all this, he said, the care of the church. And what he said is, even above and beyond what I just said, the care of the church, watching over the church is probably the greatest task.
You mean to tell me that God's grace was sufficient for all of that?
I think so. Yeah, I know so. I don't think so.
I think
I
you're right.
So. Yeah.
I think
we'll talk about that tonight, because it has to do with Paul, the grace man. And and when you see these things in 2 Corinthians 11, 18 through 12, 10, what is the last part he goes into? That although I forgot about the thorn, giving me a thorn in the flesh.
Sure.
And he says, yet my grace is sufficient for you. See, for all these things, grace was sufficient. Mm. So we can have things that will happen in our lives, disappointments, difficulties, tests, trials, all kinds of things that can happen in a family, in a job. But you know what? Listen to those 43 things we're going to kind of hit on tonight. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And he had grace for all of that, and so won't you. Amen?
Amen. You know, it's so sad that theologians have taken the grace of God and kind of categorized it, chopped it up, and said, well, of course, there's salvation grace. There's grace for salvation. But, you know, you don't want to do that with the grace of God. I think it's safe to say that God will deal with us in grace from start to finish.
Start to finish.
Why don't we just say it's all grace? My salvation is because of the grace of God. My sanctification is because of the grace of God. You know, the trials and tests that I go through, there'll be sufficient grace for those. And someday when I stand before God, it will all be to the glory of His grace.
Amen.
It's a shame to think that some of the people have a tendency to just limit that grace and say, God has done His part, now it's your turn.
There's actually 45 of them. I just counted them while you were talking. And you know, the thing too is today we spoke about in India, Ezra chapter 9, verse 8, for a little space, for a brief moment, it says in the Hebrew, grace was given us from the Lord of God. Number one, to give us a remnant to escape, to give us a nail in a holy place, security, to lighten our eyes, growing in grace, to have a revival, okay? And that is just the life of grace and whatnot, and then to build the house of God. He said, Ezra said, just for a brief moment, we got loving kindness from God. And this is what it did. What can grace do in a moment of time in anybody's life? It can turn the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. What could it do for anybody, no matter what is taking place? And even for believers, as we are believers, we get saved by grace. But do you know that God wants you to be a receiver continually, every single moment of every day? And that's what can change situations. It may not change, I should put it this way. It may not change the situation, but it changes me in the situation. I become a receiver of God's grace, and it's incredible. Ruth found grace in God's eyes, and she was able to go up from Moab and be able to follow Naomi, you know.
You can even go back further and say Noah found grace in the eyes
he did.
Of the Lord, right?
Every single one of them, from Adam, who was given shed blood was shed for him, each and every one, from Noah. And then you look at Moses, Exodus 33 and 34. You look at Joshua. You look at Caleb. You look at the Old Testament prophets, the kings, David. It just goes all through the scriptures. It's all about the grace of God. And when you don't actually see that word in the English language in your Bible, it appears as loving kindness.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mercy. Many times as the word mercy has said. Mercy.
Amen. And it's important to note too, friends, that we're living in what's called or referred to as the church age. There are several dispensations, periods of time from divine viewpoint. But the current age that we're living in is called the church age. But another term to describe it is called the age of grace.
Yes.
And if you're alive today and you're listening to this broadcast and you have not responded to the grace of God, what are you waiting for? This is the best time in human history to be alive, because God's promised to deal with you only and always in grace. You're not alive in the dispensation of the law. You're not going to, you know, hopefully you won't be here during the tribulation period, because now is your opportunity to get saved. You're living in an age called grace.
Mm-hmm.
Respond to that grace. Accept that grace. Embrace it. Because when God dispenses grace, He doesn't do it with an eyedropper. He does it with a fire hose to saturate our souls with it. So if you've never made a decision to trust Christ, please trust Him today. Invite the God of all grace to come into your heart, forgiving you of your sins, cleansing you, giving you a new heart, making you a new creation, and forgiving you of every single sin and stain that's ever reached your soul. Trust Him.
Amen.
And if you did, let us know here at the Grace Hour. We'd like to celebrate along with you. We're getting some responses on YouTube Live from the New Hope Christian Church in Pakistan.
Yes, I know.
How about that?
I know them.
God bless you, folks. And boy, we wouldn't give to get over there and to be with them. Huh, Pastor Shabelli?
Pastor Yossi Marion has tried a few times. I don't know whatnot, but yes.
I would love to someday visit that church in Pakistan.
There you go.
Yep.
Write your invitations now. You invite us. Yes, with invitations. I don't really know what it takes to go there, but yes, I also think that would be a tremendous idea. We have many, many students. And let me think now. It's in Lahore, Pakistan, and in the capital of the country, which is called Islamabad.
Islamabad, yes.
Yeah. And we have churches there with, I think, something like 75 Bible college students watching classes.
Amazing.
Watching video classes. And it's great. And where these students will go. Some of them have even gone into Afghanistan and on kind of like missionary journeys or summer or whatever harvest you want to call it, you know.
These are courageous believers.
Yeah, these
too.
People, yeah.
Because they're professing Christ in the midst of a predominantly Muslim nation.
Oh, 99, yeah, it's unbelievable the percentage is there. And yet they've been touched by the Holy Spirit and touched by the message of God. And they've been set free.
Yeah.
And when you've been set free from religion, you know, from whatever it might be, whatever religion it is, it's incredible because you really thought you knew God, but you found out that you really didn't. Yet God was the very God of all grace was so gracious to you that even when you were worshiping God that really wasn't Him, He was gracious enough to initiate towards us.
That's amazing.
Set us free.
And, you know, we really appreciate you reaching out to us, those that are in this New Hope Christian Church in the country of Pakistan. Pray for them, friends, would you? That God would protect them, lead them, and add souls to their local church, such as should be saved. And appreciate you, brothers, reaching out to us today, right here in the Grace Hour. We're with you. 800-338-7060 is
call
the toll-free number. Yeah, we want to talk to somebody.
Call us, Pakistan, call us.
410-483.
Europe, call us.
370.
Paris, call us. Africa, call us. America.
John Green has written to us, says, thank God for the grace message. It's just too wonderful for me, pastors. You're right. It's too wonderful for all of us, but it's true. And we embrace it and we receive it. He's the God of all grace. We'd love to hear from you, friends, and a little less than 20 minutes left in the broadcast. That's a lot of time for you to pick up a phone and dial one of those numbers. So please do, as we welcome your phone calls in this Friday edition of the Grace Hour.
I mean, Paul's epistles begin with grace to you, and then they end with grace with you. I mean, that's a great beginning and ending, you know? Grace to you and grace be with you. And really, it's much more than... you know, it's just these. Sometimes we look at these things as maybe through the common natural way that we view those statements. Grace with you. I mean, grace to you, grace with you, you know. And we can easily pass by those things and not really see the depth of the relationship that God wants to have with us from beginning to end. From beginning to end. Paul started, his beginning was Acts 9. He met the God of all grace. And the last words he spoke, with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And he's speaking that in 2 Timothy chapter 4. So the way he begins is the way he ends. He doesn't change course in the middle of a trial, a test, or a difficulty. He keeps receiving. See, sometimes a person will receive the message of salvation, the message of God, get saved. Then when all kinds of things begin to happen, all of a sudden they start going in another direction. They just simply stop receiving. I mean, whenever you got into difficulty, you didn't say, I'm not going to breathe anymore. Because you're going to die. You know? And really, I'm not breathing anymore. You know, that's it. I'm so tired of this mask thing and this pandemic thing that's going on. I'm not even leaving the house. I'm not going out anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore, you know? And really, so when they are born again and they are saved by grace, there's going to be tests, there's going to be trials, there's going to be things that take place. So I think Amen. We have Rick from Las Vegas on the line.
Yeah, let's go to Rick. He is in the Greater Grace Church of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas!
And Rick, welcome to the broadcast. Go right ahead.
No, there's no gambling with grace.
No gamble with grace.
No, but Christ is the sure bet.
Amen, amen.
You know, just wanted to share a good report from out here. You know, God is good all the time. He's, you know, sometimes we have to, you know, wait on His timing, but He's been answering our prayers big time and blessing us. We started a Friday night fellowship that we have at 7 o'clock here at Greater Grace Las Vegas Church. So, we've been blessed. We started this 2 weeks ago, and it's growing, and we're just having amazing worship team growth, and just a lot of people showing up and sharing, and just having a good Christian fellowship. So it's really leading to greater things for our little church out here, and I believe 2022 is going to be a great year for us.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah.
By the way, never you, Pastor Stephen said one time I used that word, and I know that's nothing wrong with what you said, but I used that word little church. He goes, there's no such thing as a little church. Knock it off. Don't use that word. This is a great work of God. And we're a part of, we might be few in a certain place, but we're a part of a great work of God around the world, you know? And so it's rather large. I'm only having fun with you.
I stand corrected.
I'm only having fun with you. But sometimes when we say that, if we're not careful, we can begin to think a certain way, or we can project a certain thing. But, we are just a very great, big, large church in the grace of God.
You're correct. I as the director of missions, you know better than I how many churches we have around the world.
778.
Yes, I'm so proud. I'm constantly amazed on just how this world outreach is able to plant churches, and just last year's international convention it just really opened my eyes to just the mm-hmm. beauty of this ministry. So I was telling Pastor Perkins the other day that I'm already looking forward to this year's international convention.
That's awesome. Ahead of time. That's great.
Yeah.
You tell Pastor Perkins he's a great big pastor. I don't mean in size, but in heart. Yeah. And he's got a great big church, and he's doing a great big work. Amen.
Amen.
Great to hear from you, Rick.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, 800-338-7060. We have time to take your call, too. Friends, get to your phones right away. Join us live on the Grace Hour. David's up in, the great state of Maine. David, welcome to the broadcast. Go right ahead, sir.
Oh, here I am again. I was listening to J. Vernon McGee on the way home from getting, 100 gallons of water. And some people in this world think they have so much power with their weapons and atomic bombs. And, J. Vernon McGee was saying that in the garden, every drop of blood that Christ shed was like an atomic bomb. And just thought you might want to enlighten me a little bit more on that. I get the general concept, but...
Say that again. Every what?
Every drop of blood was like an atomic bomb.
And you're mentioning that this is when he was sweating the great drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane?
Yeah.
Well, when you think of the power of the shed blood of Jesus, I'm not talking about that blood that was shed in the garden, but the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross, that blood has power to liberate and has liberated souls for centuries and continues to liberate souls. So I would agree, there's nothing that compares to the power of a changed life, and no one's life can be changed apart from the work of the cross, the shed blood of Jesus.
Yeah, I think it's changed the world more than anything else that's ever been realized in this world through history and education and people having families and he promises, even though some people go through horrific pain, that he'll personally come and wipe every tear from our eyes.
Mm.
And,
yes, he will.
And that's pretty powerful.
It sure is. There's nothing too hard for the Lord, David, that's for sure, because he's omnipotent. He has all power. He possesses it. And we're the gracious recipients of that power because, John chapter 1, verse 12 says, to anyone that received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God.
Well, amen. That's incredible. That's incredible. I think it'll make it all worth it when he comes.
Amen.
Each tear away.
Yeah. Yeah. And he is coming, and we look forward to that. Amen.
Yes. Praise God. Thank you.
God amen. Bless you, David.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call.
I'm wondering who this John Green is. He says he received this message 2003 in Kumasi, Ghana. I wonder.
You don't know him?
No.
Oh, well.
I don't think so. Maybe I do.
Said he heard that message in Ghana.
Really?
Were you there in 2003?
Probably.
Yeah, probably
yeah.
You were.
Yeah, I was there from 1986 going. So every year, yeah, we spent years there, and then we would go back and forth for a couple of months every year. I don't know. Maybe he can tell us by what we call, what is that called?
YouTube Live.
YouTube Live.
Well, there's interesting, too. We have a local church here in Baltimore, the Greater Grace World Outreach, and we have a John Green in our local church.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not him.
It's not him, though.
I think it's a different one.
I think it's a different John Green. Oh. Yeah. Maybe it couldn't be the same one.
It's possible, but I'm not sure so. Sure that the John Green we know has ever been to Ghana. Maybe he has.
I don't remember. Let me
I think it's a different one.
Been a lot of people that have visited Africa. I just can't remember them all.
Yeah. You got to enlighten us, John. Phone lines are still open, and there's still time to take your call. And Julie has reached out to us from Great Britain. She's praying for you and grateful. She's always so grateful for the Grace Hour. That's, you know, I appreciate her and her life and her communication so much. Praying for you too, Julie. We know that you have needs in your life like we all do, and we're trusting God for you. And there's Johnny saying, I'm a Liberian.
Saw you?
He said, I did see you, Pastor.
Oh.
So he's from Liberia.
Wow, John Green from Liberia. And how did you hear the message? Give us a little more insight into that.
Best thing you could do, John, is call.
Yeah, but is he in Liberia?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
But
tell
here.
Us how that happened. I mean, I don't recall. Maybe I never met you, but maybe you were with me, or maybe you came to a meeting. I don't really... my memory has gone blank.
Well, it's not like you can remember everybody you've met along the journey of your
really?
Faith. I mean, come on. There's thousands and thousands of people.
I'm going to have Cody teach me how to have a better memory.
I don't
right?
know.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
He remembers a few things. He remembered a mistake I made once. So he's got a decent memory. Let's see. R.G. Campbell says there's nearly 800 Greater Grace churches worldwide and growing. Wow. God is blessing this ministry big time. Thanks for GGWO and the Grace Hour for all you do in the service of the
nearly
Lord.
Nearly 800.
Amen.
But
amen.
Actually 778, but that's okay.
Yeah, and R.G., we want you to know, too, that it has been a labor of love, a work of faith, and a direct result of the corporate body of Jesus Christ. This is a corporate body effort to reach the world. And that's what I love about the ministry, Pastor Stephen's ministry. He put that vision in front of us, and he talked about it. He instilled faith in our lives through the message of grace, and here it is coming to pass.
He talked about it, preached about it, taught about it, gave towards it. You know,
went himself.
Went himself. Yes, yes. There's no doubt. And it was like in his heart. It was in his heart. This the message of grace, and the mission of the gospel. That's so
I've spoken with a lot of people this week, Pastor Schiavelli, and they really have enjoyed this theme of freedom and faith. I think it was a very timely theme, and I think it's touched an awful lot of people over the. The airwaves and on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and people that have been communicating to us, reaching out to us from different parts of the globe. So it's a great theme. I know that we'll start a new week of broadcasting, God willing, on Monday with another brand new theme. But I love the fact that the Grace Hour keeps us connected with our brothers and sisters around the globe.
And you could even go 2 weeks on a theme like this.
Of course.
Not saying we should.
No.
We will, but you could.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Because it's for freedom's sake that Christ set us free.
Right.
Galatians 5:1.
Right. Freedom and liberty are so key, because there are many born-again believers who are living in bondage to some Christian interpretation that they have received, or under teaching that maybe is incorrect, or bondage of the old sin nature, demonic activity that's always coming towards everybody. So. And we have Oretta chiming in here.
Yeah, she says, good afternoon, pastors. Love you all. My dedicated shepherds, thank God for his great grace, his marvelous grace. Have a blessed weekend.
You we will.
The same, Loretta. Great to hear from you as well. She's a sweetheart, and we love the fact that she shares with us often here on the Grace Hour, and an avid listener and supporter of the program as well. Thank you, Loretta. You mean a lot to us. We have less than a couple of minutes left in the Friday edition of the Grace Hour, and Pastor Schiavelli, we know you have your class tonight, 6:10 p.m.
6:10.
And you're going to be talking about the journey of the Grace
the
Man.
The journeys of the Grace Man, yes.
Wow.
And all about, it's going to be kind of like this, where we have a heart of grace, a mind of grace, affections of grace, a will of grace, a conscience of grace, and a self-image of grace. And then that sets us on a journey. That sets us on a journey. Paul was on a journey. See, the whole class is called is the journeys or the Pauline epistles. And so we start off with just kind of like a background with the Apostle Paul. And then the whole semester will be about the Pauline epistles, along with many other great courses that are taught during the week. So if you've ever thought about Bible school, then it's amazing. You have a great opportunity to come, try a class, take a class, sit in on a class or whatnot. You can come and just sit in. John Green gets back to us. I used to be with Pastor Sam Yeboah. Pastor Sam Yeboah is still with me. I just talked with him the other day. He's in Tema Newtown in Ghana, and he's also in the city of Ho in Ghana. He has about, you know, he's overseeing three or four churches. Great man of God. Met him in 1988. Mm. Met him in 88 when he was a single man. And it's amazing. You know, I think he's married with a bunch of kids now. So,
and he was at the convention in Togo.
He was at the convention in Togo. That's awesome.
Praise
wow.
God. Yeah. Thanks for getting back to us, John. We appreciate that very much. And thank you, friends, for joining us. We do want to remind you that if you don't have a local church that you attend on a regular basis, come on out and visit us this Sunday at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 6:30 p.m. That's when we have our regularly scheduled services, and hopefully there will not be a weather issue that will inhibit you and keep you from that.
No! In Jesus' name, no!
Amen. And we hope to see you tonight as well. Pastor Schiavelli's class, open to all.
Come on down.
Sounds like a great night of fellowship, so you can join them. No charge. Free Bible college classes all week long, right here at Maryland Bible College and Seminary. Thanks for joining us, friends. Have a great weekend. Hope to see some of you Sunday. And if not, we'll join you again Monday afternoon for the next edition of the Grace Hour.
Thanks for listening to the Grace Hour. Our live program airs weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Grace Hour is a ministry of the Greater Grace Church. You are invited to visit Greater Grace at 6025 Moravia Park Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. For more information, go to gracehour.org or call 1-800-338-7060.